This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered a fiery address at his country's Victory Day parade Tuesday in Moscow's Red Square, claiming a real war has been unleashed against Russia, a reference to the war in Ukraine. But for all his tough talk, international observers say the annual event was more modest than in recent years. Russian military expert Keir Giles, with the Britain's Chatham House think tank, told the Associated Press the Moscow event was definitely more scaled down than in recent years.
This victory parade was less than half the size of last year's, if you count it by number of vehicles involved, and even that was significantly cut down from the year before. And there were whole sectors of Russian military capability that were simply missing. Tanks, artillery, air defense, probably because they are either busy or already destroyed in Ukraine.
Giles suggested Russian authorities were reluctant to let the public see the true cost of the war in Ukraine. Hours before Putin's speech, Russian forces attacked Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with a barrage of missiles. Ukrainian officials said the country's air defense system destroyed most of them, and there were no casualties or major damage reported. Correspondent Anna Chernikova was in Kyiv during the missile attacks and shared her experience with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
Massive one consists of, at first, with eight missiles in the eastern part of the country, and it was followed with another 17 missiles. And this attack started at 4 o'clock in the morning and lasted until 6 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours. And I can tell you that the city of Kyiv experienced, and Kyiv region experienced, very loud 2 hours. So air defense was constantly in action.
From his Telegram social media account, Kyiv's city military administration chief Sergei Popko said the attack was the fifth targeting the capital since the start of May, and Russia was trying to kill as many civilians as possible. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports the number of people forcibly displaced by fighting in Sudan has more than doubled in just 1 week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Last Tuesday, the number of people who had been forcibly displaced by the fighting, which broke out on April 15th, stood at 340,000. Data collected by the UN Migration Agency, or IOM, showed that figure has more than doubled to over 700,000. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says people have been fleeing to multiple areas in search of safety.
Many IDPs are sheltering with relatives, while others are gathering in schools, mosques, and public buildings. Scenes that we see repeatedly over and over again around the world.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Justice Department says it's broken up a long-running Russian cyber operation that stole information from dozens of countries. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The targets included the U.S. and NATO allies, from governments to an unidentified journalist for an American news organization. Federal prosecutors linked the operation to a Russian Federal Security Service unit, alleging the FSB waged the cyber spying campaign for 2 decades by tweaking so-called snake malware several times to avoid being shut down. The Justice Department this week launched an operation that made the malware effectively self-destruct. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The advocacy group Human Rights Watch reports Myanmar has used fuel air explosives on its own citizens. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
A report from the New York-based group finds that the military used an enhanced blast munition known as a fuel air explosive, also known as a thermobaric or vacuum bomb, in an airstrike that killed more than 160 people, including many children, at the opening of a local office of the country's resistance movement north of Mandalay, the country's second largest city. Thermobaric weapons create a blast wave of extreme pressure and heat that creates a partial vacuum in an enclosed space, making the impact particularly deadly for people in such a space. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A jury in New York City has begun deliberating claims columnist Jean Carroll, who alleges that former U.S. President Donald Trump raped her in a luxury Manhattan department store in 1996. U.S. District Judge Louis A. Kaplan read instructions on the law to the 9-person jury before the panel began discussing the civil claims of battery and defamation shortly before noon New York time on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.